USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Travel experts say today is actually likely to be the busiest travel day of the year, with people who've been on the road for Thanksgiving all heading home at once, and a couple of storms will affect things. In the east, there's some trouble with icing and flooding from western North Carolina through western Maryland and parts of Pennsylvania and southern New York. A second storm is dumping snow on the Rocky Mountain region, and by later today, will bring some heavy snows to Wisconsin, Illinois, and Michigan. Mexico is reportedly saying no to a migrant asylum deal with the United States. Reports are Mexico's incoming interior minister said the plan to have migrants stay in Mexico while their asylum claims move through U.S. courts has now been rejected. This follows earlier reports, including one in the Washington Post, claiming the Trump administration had negotiated a deal with the incoming administration in Mexico. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing, he had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
The U.S. House Judiciary Committee subpoenas former FBI Director James Comey to testify in a closed-door session on the 3rd of December, but Comey has called for his testimony to be in public. On Thursday, tweeting, "Happy Thanksgiving, got a subpoena from House Republicans. I'm happy to sit in the light and answer all questions, but will resist a closed-door thing." Now, Chairman of the committee, Bob Goodlatte, appeared on Fox and Friends yesterday and said,
"Once we're done, we'll release that public, that transcript to the public so everyone can see everything that he testified to."
Also subpoenaed by the committee, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch to testify in a closed-door session on the 4th of December. European Union leaders throwing their support behind a Brexit deal reached with UK Prime Minister Theresa May today. The approval from the Union's 27 heads of state coming at a summit in Brussels. It still needs to be approved by the British Parliament. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Syrian state media reporting over 100 civilians are being treated after a poison gas attack launched by rebel groups in the government-held city of Aleppo. Doctors telling state TV that they are treating people for breathing problems and blurred vision. The Vatican makes a bold move when it comes to the sex abuse scandal. Here's more from USA Radio's Rick Vincent.
Pope Francis has named a top sex abuse investigator for an upcoming summit scheduled for February, Vatican spokesman Greg Burke.
The stakes are certainly high. There are a lot of eyes upon us. We realize that. This is a process. I think the first thing that comes out is a recognition we have a problem, and the Pope recognizes that by calling people here.
The Pope summoned leaders of the world's 130 bishops' conferences to the Vatican for the February 21st through the 24th summit.
And wildlife officials say the number of sea turtles that have been confirmed dead this week off Cape Cod, Massachusetts, has hit at least 170. Nearly 230 of them actually washed ashore, stunned by extremely cold water, but most didn't survive. Mass Audubon says that while some turtles are usually found stunned by the cold this time of year, this number is way more than expected. Director Bob Prescott says it's due in part to climate change, because until in recent years, the water in the Gulf of Maine would be too cold for turtles to even come into that area. And for USA Radio News,